Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI offering a $100,000 reward and has released a photo of a person of interest following the fatal shooting of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk at a campus event at Utah Valley University. ABC's Pierre Thomas has more.
I'm told by sources it's from surveillance footage in and around the area where the shooting took place. This appears to be a male person wearing sunshades and a baseball cap. The FBI very much wants to talk to that person, and they're asking for the public's help in identifying this person so that they can get access to them and begin to interview them.
Law enforcement sources tell ABC News they've also recovered a high-powered rifle near the campus. Ceremonies today marking 24 years since the 9/11 attacks. President Trump delivered remarks at the Pentagon, the White House moving the ceremony to a courtyard following yesterday's shooting. Consumer prices rose last month compared to a year ago. Americans paying more for nearly everything. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Middle schoolers in Hayward were put on lockdown Tuesday because a student brought a weapon to school. That's according to reporting from the Sawyer County Record. The paper reports Superintendent Mark Berquist says someone reported a possible weapon on campus and administrators immediately contacted police. When authorities got there, they confirmed a student did indeed have a weapon, although they didn't say what type of weapon. The school was reportedly on a soft lockdown for about 20 minutes. Berquist says the student was removed from campus and will face disciplinary action, although he said he couldn't release any more information due to student privacy. And the opposition to a data center in Menominee is growing. A movement called Stop the Data Center has gotten bigger, reports WQOW. There's a Facebook page with more than 8,000 members. People have put signs in their yards, and there's even a billboard now, too. Menominee City Council member Matthew Crow told the station, quote, "The data center at this point is not coming at this time," end quote. But residents say they want more transparency from the city council. Last month, the city of Menominee released a fact sheet that said the data center would cost $1.2 billion to build and the construction would create 1,000 jobs. And police at UW-Eau Claire say keeping unlocked bikes out as bait has worked. Back in 2018, university police started equipping some bikes with GPS trackers. They're left unlocked around campus, ready for thieves to take the bait instead of stealing property from students. At orientation, students are told about the program, and they even get stickers for their own bikes that say this may be a bait bike with the police department's logo on it. Over the last 2.5 years, 24 bicycles have been stolen on campus, and more than half of them were the department's bait bikes. Police recommend students document their bike's serial number. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to, you know, pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. You know, I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies expected today. Another great September day with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. 83 on Saturday. Right now, it's 71.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a power
beautiful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.5 FM, 1260 AM, WLAK.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, federal cuts are threatening food share programs across the country, but one county in Wisconsin is working to keep them alive. Wisconsin Watch journalist Bennett Goldstein is our guest. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite on this Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. A crystal blue sky day here in Madison on this September 11th. As I said in the first hour, eerily like that September 11th, 24 years ago today. And I say it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, hour number two here, because it is. It's great to be alive. And I hope that each of us take stock in that and is thankful for that. And we don't waste our opportunity to do good, to just do something kind for someone. In my opinion, that's the easiest first line of defense to making things better in our communities, in our state, and in our country. Going to talk a little bit more about 9/11 here as we move forward. If you have a remembrance of this day on 9/11 of 2001, if you were alive at the time, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. By the way, technically it's Patriots Day. Congress, in a bipartisan fashion, named it Patriot Day after all of the average Americans, EMTs, firefighters, police, first responders, military personnel, average citizens who rushed into danger on 9/11 and were helpful. And so we remember all those true patriots, those heroes from 9/11, 24 years ago, and all those people in the medical profession, all the doctors, nurses, so on and so forth, the people that were helping, all those folks are certainly heroes, in my opinion. Going to talk a little bit later this hour more about coping, and appreciate Tom, who is a therapist, who called in hour one, I believe, from McFarland, giving us some real advice or insight. That our brains, and Kira Sabin, our life coach and psychologist, has talked about this before, that our brains are physically not wired to be in crisis every day. And I appreciate Tom, a therapist, calling in earlier to remind us as a professional of that, that our physical bodies are different than our mental bodies. And so to take time to do something, get away from it, take a walk, read a book, listen to music. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more this hour as well. Might do a what's worse here and talk about the Packers taking on the Washington Commanders tonight at Lambeau Field as well. Mike Clemens has some cuts for us. We're going to use those as well. Want to get to an update of yesterday's big breaking news story. We were on the air, of course, Sommers and I, along with Dan Schaefer and Luke Mathers, behind the scenes, bringing you the most accurate information we possibly could. Here is what we know about the new details of Charlie Kirk's assassination yesterday at this hour. A manhunt is underway for the shooter who killed Charlie Kirk, a prominent conservative political activist. The FBI released photos of the person of interest and has offered a $100,000 reward for information. FBI Director Kash Patel is heading to Utah to assist with the investigation, according to CNN. An earlier news conference was postponed due to, quote-unquote, rapid developments, according to officials. The shooter, authorities say, they tracked the gunman's movements after he shot Kirk from a roof. Sources say phrases related to cultural issues were scrolled on a rifle and ammunition recovered by authorities, but a motive is not yet clear. Let me say that again. A motive is not yet clear. Earlier today, President Donald Trump, who credited the activist with mobilizing young voters to help him win a second term, said he will posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And this, of course, comes on at the same time yesterday, breaking news of yet another school shooting in Colorado, where two students were injured and the gunman allegedly, apparently died by suicide. And others may or may not be injured. Details still coming forward on that shooting in Colorado yesterday, a school shooting. So I want to continue a thoughtful discussion in this hour of these issues, 9/11 remembrances. Happy to talk about that. Happy to talk a little bit about the Charlie Kirk story. I want to talk about who's helping and who's hurting. The overall discussion in our communities. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Len, listening in Madison at WMDX. Len, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi, sir. Hope you're doing good today.
As good as we can, but thanks for calling.
Hey, I wonder what advice you would give and what role you think this information plays in things like the Charlie Kirk assassination. I got to admit, I was listening to Gary a couple callers ago, and I think that's the first conservative person I've heard on this radio station. And I have, I wouldn't call them friends, but I'd say associates that were pretty gleeful about the Charlie Kirk thing, pretty morbid way to act about it. But I heard a caller before say that Charlie Kirk had said that women shouldn't vote or black people didn't have developed brains. And that's strict misinformation. He was certainly against affirmative action in colleges and, you know, women taking a greater role in the home. But that type of disinformation definitely gets out there and definitely has an effect on people. Well, so how do you recommend speaking to friends and relatives about this kind of situation, particularly in light of, I was listening to you a couple of weeks ago, and I heard you and another guy in there kind of giggling and laughing and saying the world was a better place without Dr. Dobson after he had passed away.
Well, these are two different issues. Number one, I appreciate the call, Len. Dr. Dobson passed away at a very old age of natural causes. And, you know, he said some really hurtful things and really hateful things Dr. Dobson did. I think what we're talking about now with Charlie Kirk, you want accurate information. And to the earlier caller's point, I mean, I've got the clips. We can play them. I've chosen so far not to. But Charlie Kirk, in fact, did say on his own platform, on social media, that black people, I mean, he said, you know, if you get in an airplane, I see a black pilot, the first thing I think of is, are they qualified? I mean, he said that. He has said, we have a clip of him quoting Exodus from the Bible, saying that gay people should be stoned. And so that's what God has said about gay people. He said that. So those things that what Charlie Kirk said, much of it is hateful and much of it is hurtful and much of it is unhelpful. That's factual. Do I think that Charlie Kirk deserved to die for that? Absolutely not. Should he have been shot and assassinated? Absolutely not. Did he have the constitutional legal right to say those things? Yeah, he had the right to say those things. But does that mean he should be killed for it? No. But you can't ignore the fact that he was a lightning rod and said some really bad things. And I've called out on this program before those on the left that are on social media and other places gleeful about Charlie Kirk's assassination. That's terrible. That's sick. I denounce it 100%. It's repugnant. I also think we all have to be mindful of disinformation, and we've seen this in elections of Russia and China and other countries putting out disinformation online. I'll give you an example. Last night, there was around social media, there was a so-called post on Twitter from Laura Loomer, the right-wing supporter, MAGA supporter of President Trump. And I thought, boy, that sounded even out there for her. So I went to her Twitter feed. And what the bot did is took like a line that Laura Loomer had actually tweeted out and then added a bunch of crap that she didn't say. And so we have to be very careful and fact check almost every single thing we see out there, because there are forces outside the United States that are trying to feed both sides what they want to hear, amplifying it with untruths, lies, to pit us against one another. And that's really bad and dangerous. And this is what I'm really concerned about, that there's going to be a reaction to this in a very negative way, and that cooler heads will not prevail. You had Derek Van Orten, the congressman from the 3rd District here in Wisconsin, put out some really terrible things on his Twitter feed. This is from Rachel Schilke, who is from the D.C. Examiner. A reporter this morning said, quote, Representative Derek Van Orten told reporters that the media, quote, every one of you, unquote, is responsible for Charlie Kirk's death. Quote, you are responsible for this because you are echoing the horrifically horrible political violent rhetoric produced by the Democrat Party, unquote. The reporter asks, how can you say that when we don't even know who the shooter is? Van Orden replies, quote, you know what? Knock it off, unquote. That's just not helpful. A former radio host on this show or on this network, Kristen Bry, who is now, as they say, on another network. She also has her own social media platform, and she writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There is a conservative radio host who doesn't even deserve having his name mentioned. It rhymes with McDonald. An employee of iHeart. Listen, you can hear him here in Madison and Milwaukee. He took my friend Kristen Bry's social media post on her personal social media where she was talking about, yeah, I'm emotional, I have tears, but it's not specifically for Charlie Kirk because people are saying, he is such a terrible person. Why are you crying for him? She's like, I'm in tears because of where we're at as a country. And then she denounced the assassination. And Dan O'Donnell and his producer, I guess I said his name, and these people are saying horrific things about Kristen Bry. Horrific. And it's sick. And if I were anybody advertising iHeartMedia in Madison, Milwaukee, I'd pull my ads. I'd be embarrassed to be on there. Kristen was giving some very raw, real emotions, just sharing her thoughts on this, and was not saying anything derogatory about Charlie Kirk or about his assassination. In fact, she denounced it. And that's what I'm talking about, guys. Who's helping? Who's hurting? And to my friends on the left, don't make Derek Van Orten the martyr either. He wants this. He revels in it, just like Donald Trump. The more you talk about it and go, it's fine to mention it like I just did, call it out, denounce it. But let's spend our time on what unites us. Let's spend our time on understanding one another. Let's spend our time on bringing the rhetoric down and actually working on real solutions. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. More calls on the other side for Tuesday, September 11th, 2025 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Zepecki.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Appreciate you being with us. Tough day. Big news day. Tough day. Important discussions. Need to be respectful we have them, but important discussions here. Talking about 9-11, certainly any remembrances you might have of this day 24 years ago. Not just the tragedy, which is horrific, but of all the people helping. EMTs, first responders, firefighters, military, average American citizens who rushed to the scene. Heroes all, in my opinion. Also, the latest on the Charlie Kirk assassination. Pardon me, Charlie Kirk. I've heard other people say that, and now I'm saying it. I apologize. There is a new photo of a suspect out. The manhunt continues for the individual. Also, the shooting yesterday in Colorado where the gunman was who died by suicide. There are two other students injured. And by the way, the Packers play tonight. And our mental health, this huge deluge of negative information, what it does to all of us. As our therapist said earlier in the show, step away from it. Read a book. Get outside. Listen to music. Put down the phone. Because our brains are not wired for all of this. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. And up next is Jim. Is that where we're going? Jim in Brookfield on WAUK. Jim, thanks for holding. What say you?
I say a 9-11 memory. I was driving to work, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and that was before Civic Media, of course. Mm-hmm. But the host had a guest on the phone line from New York, and they were talking, and the host suddenly said, oh, my gosh, you know, from his apartment, he could see the smoke coming from the Twin Towers. And, you know, obviously the show quickly ended and they switched to full coverage, but I'll never forget that moment driving to work. And then that night, seeing all the long gas lines, every gas station that we drove around, my wife and I with our young daughter, had huge lines. You know, fortunately, we had plenty of gas, but that was a knee-jerk overreaction of people, you know, with the huge gas lines. Fortunately, there was not a crisis. But I do want to inform you and the listeners about a Broadway show, a musical, to listen to some music. It's called Come From Away. And what it's about, Todd, is 38 planes, commercial planes or so, that landed unexpectedly quickly because everything was grounded in the town of Gander, Newfoundland. And they brought in over 7,000 people on these 38 commercial flights, big jumbo jets and whatnot. And they were stranded there for 3 days or so before the ban was lifted. But it's a very good Broadway play musical, and it's been turned into a movie, so you can rent the movie.
Wow.
It's still playing in Broadway. But it's very touching, very warm-hearted, but it shows the bonds that were created for these people that have spent 3 days together. The citizens of Gander Mountain, the Canadians, open their homes, their hearts, and everything to everybody, the stranded passengers. They took them into private homes. Mm-hmm. They used the gymnasium. They used the auditorium. And it just goes to show the lengths to feed these people, to get them, you know, some type of lodging. It's a very good, feel-good movie.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Jim. Also, our very own Parker Olson, one of our great producers, says the show toured through Madison a few years ago. I vaguely remember that. I've heard it was a great Broadway show, so cool that it's in movie form now as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. Tom in L.A. Thanks for calling, L.A. Tom. What's the...
Hey, Todd. First off, go Pack, go.
100%.
Second, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must really work hard to get money out of politics.
Are you there, Tom? Basically, there you go. You're back. You're back. You cut out for a second. Go ahead.
Anyway, do we have anybody in our media that could sit down and have a talk with Donald Trump and say, why? You know, use an open-ended question that we learn in Journalism 101 and ask, why is it that you curse on the TV? Why, with little children around? Mm-hmm. Why is it that you act so differently from any other president? Why is it that you want to divide and conquer this country when you are the president? I would just like to know, you know, the answer to simple questions. Why? Why are you doing this?
Well, I wish I had the answer, but I don't, you know.
But it's a simple question, and we have people in the Washington, you know, press pool. We have people, you know, in media everywhere, whether it's corporate media, but nobody seems to ask the question, why? Why are you doing things that no other president, Ronald Reagan never would have done this. None of the other presidents would have acted the way that he is acting. All of a sudden, pitting people because of a tragedy that happened yesterday and a horrible thing that happened yesterday. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the kids being shot in the school. But why it is he comes out right away and says, oh, we're going to give this guy a badge of honor. Why is it that they're going to go ahead and, you know, put the flag at half mast? Why?
I can't answer. I'm certainly not in Donald Trump's head, but I think the people that are smarter than me that have studied folks say that, you know, he certainly has a narcissistic personality. He puts himself before others. And he certainly is unlike any person in the White House that we've ever seen before. And
One thing I would say, Todd, just to finish up, is I'm going to focus on these Epstein files, because I'll tell you what, that's where I think everything, where the threat is that has it all. And Donald Trump always tries everything he can to keep changing the subject from the Epstein files. We had the whole birthday book the other day, and all of a sudden this happens.
Yeah.
So I just would like people to stay focused on it and release the files.
Appreciate the phone call, LA. Thank you so very much as always. I think it gets back to just what we can control. And that is what we could do to protect our own mental health, what we could do in our communities to be more understanding, have good conversations like we're having today. We'll have more of them on the other side. Farm News Update is next, and more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. We see you on the lines. Do not hang up.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The summer is the high season for ethanol plants, but what happens when travel is done and the requirements for ethanol production and gasoline are brought back down? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Bill Tun, the Commodities Director with Aslan Bio, is here to give us that answer.
Great question. You know, ethanol is very seasonal, obviously. Summer driving and what we call summer blends, where like Arizona and California are legally mandated to use higher ethanol usages in the summer. So this is our peak season right here, right now, as far as profit margins and things. Unfortunately, these plants are very difficult to shut down. So when margins are less inducive, like say in the wintertime when people are driving less, we will slow them down. You know, somewhere 70 to 80% is kind of where you can run a little bit efficiently and still keep the doors open.
Bill Tun, the Commodities Director at Aslan Bio out of Jefferson County, joining us to give some insight on how they manage to get through the slower seasons of ethanol production. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the closing markets right after this.
When you walk into Bavaria Sausage, you should feel very welcome. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke speaking from experience. The retail location on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg has that feel. You'll notice it on their website, BavariaSausage.com, and you'll see it on their posts on Facebook. Bavaria Sausage not only features their old world flavors, their recipes, their combinations, and all the food that they make, but they also highlight real Wisconsin products in their recipes, in their store, flavors from syrups to mustards to treats, all with Wisconsin stories that they love to share. When you walk into Bavaria Sausage, it's not just about their story, it's about Wisconsin food stories. Check it out. Shop online anytime, BavariaSausage.com. Follow them on Facebook for their latest menu updates, or visit corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets closed this Thursday. Grain and dairy had opposite directions today, as cash and new crop corn is up 2¾ at 419¾, and cash and new crop soybeans are up 8¼ at 1033½. December wheat is up 6½ at 521½. Like I said, dairy is not doing as hot, with Class 3 milk for October down 23 cents at 1633 hundredweight, and November contracts are down 26 cents at 1632 hundredweight. 40-pound blocks of cheese saw 5¼ cent losses at 162, and AA butter closed down 3¾ at 192¾. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies expected today, another great September day with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, 83 on Saturday. Right now, 72 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, we make the popcorn pick of the week, where we give you a movie suggestion. Then Al Petrelli, guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, joins to talk about upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Quick update for you. The top news story we had for you, the top of the show, according to Channel 12 News ABC out of Milwaukee, a small plane that went down into Lake Michigan, more than 12 nautical miles off the coast of Racine. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, three people were on board and have been rescued. According to the Coast Guard, our very own Stuart J. Waddles reporting that there were no injuries, or at least no significant injuries, is what he is reporting to those three people that were rescued by the United States Coast Guard. They're being taken to a Coast Guard station in Milwaukee to be evaluated. So that is certainly some good news on this Thursday. And hats off to our great Coast Guardsmen in the United States Coast Guard down there in Milwaukee and Racine. Will continue to update that story for you as more details become available. Packers play tonight. You can hear it on many of our Civic Media stations starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon with a pregame show kickoff just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on the great station, best station in the network, WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. It's the best station because that's where I started my radio career. WRCO. WRCO Richland Center has it for you in the southwest part of the state. WCQM 98.3 in Park Falls. Also, WAUH 102.3 FM in Wautoma is our newest Green Bay affiliate. And is RJN carrying it tonight? I think so. RJN, 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Packer Radio Network, Wayne Larrivee and The Rock tonight. Kickoff at 7 o'clock, pregame show at 5 p.m. Watch the Packers tonight or listen to them. Take your mind off of things. Talking about the events and how our brains are not wired to handle this constant bad news days. It's just human nature. Talked to our therapist earlier. Not our therapist, but called in. Confirming that our brains are not wired for this, and so that's why we have to give our brains a break for each and every one of our mental health reasons, or to take care of our mental health. Want to weigh in? 855-752-4842. 855-751. Try that again, Todd. 855-752-4844.
855-752-4842.
Once in a while, the old brain just slips. Speaking of someone who needs to take care of their mental health,
the dyslexia creeps up.
Once in a while, the old dyslexia creeps in. Allie, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, 9/11 scared me, but I knew I had my government. I'm more scared today living under Donald Trump. All right. That's a fair point there. Also, what else do we have here on the old text line in terms of 9/11 remembrances? I think we have some a little bit earlier. Hang on here. I guess we're pretty Megan in Sun Prairie on MDX says, I remember being pulled out of school on 9/11, not really understanding what was going on. I was only 7, but I remember how scared and upset the adults were. Fair enough. Yeah, I certainly remember that as well. Steve in Milwaukee listening on WAUK. I'll never forget. I was in third period of my sophomore year in high school. Everything just stopped and nothing was ever the same. You could hear a pin drop in my school and all the classes were wide open there. Not many walls. Steve also says our social studies teacher was one of the first to grab a TV so we could watch the news. I know it seems foreign today, because everybody be watching it on their phones, right? But 2001, not a lot of people had internet yet. So we were all still either watching on TV or broadcast radio. 855-752-4842. John in beautiful Edgerton, listening on WMDX. John, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Yes, how are you doing?
Thank you.
Yes, so I remember that day very clear. I had moved from Chicago, and I was working here in Madison. I dated a woman from New York for about 4 years, and sure. I'd been in the World Trade Center Tower numerous times. And I remember someone sitting there saying, wow, the plane just ran into a tower. And I was sitting there going, well, how'd that happen? I mean, the last time something like that happened was, I think, the Empire State Building. And so I knew it could happen. Mm-hmm. And so we all went running to computers, and we were checking it out because our company was run by computers at the time. And it was just like totally amazing how something like that could happen on a beautiful day the way it was.
Yeah.
And so I went back to work, and a friend of mine, Will, he was from New York, and I said, do you hear the plane just hit one of the towers? And he said, no. And we continued working for a little bit of time, and all of a sudden I heard that another one hit. And it was exactly at that moment I said, we just got hit by bin Laden.
Yeah.
And it was shocking. And it, excuse me, it still makes me choke up a little bit sometimes. Yeah. I remember sitting out at the break time when all the planes were taken out of the sky, and I looked how blue it was and how quiet it was, and there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest feeling.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, those of us who lived through it, it's a feeling like I've never experienced before or since. And pray God we never will. But thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your remembrances of 9/11. 855-752-4842. Zomers.
I mean, for me, I was born at the end of 1998, so I obviously do not remember 9/11.
Yeah.
But I do remember learning about it in school and coming home and talking to my parents about it and asking what they remember. And they were living, as they do, in Manitowoc at the time, and they talked about how afraid they were in going and getting my older sister out of school. And I was like, well, why were you afraid? We're in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. They're not going to attack here. And she was like, Aaron, you don't understand. Everything changed. Yeah. It was not.
Yeah.
But that's just not important. What people were thinking.
I appreciate you sharing that, because for people of your generation, it's difficult to fully understand what people felt and went through. Just like for me, I wasn't born when Pearl Harbor happened or some of these other things that were of another generation. So that's why history is so important, right? Why accurate history is important. But 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Mark in Perdisac. Mark, thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I certainly remember 9/11 and what happened that day. I first personally started listening to BBC radio because I wanted to get a different slant than what I feared was going to be American jingoistic anti-Arab sentiment on the radio. Mm-hmm. But getting back to Charlie Kirk with his criticism of when he gets on a plane and sees it's a black pilot, he assumes that, well, that's probably a DEI hire there. The fact of the matter is that black pilot probably had to work harder to get his the position he got than a white pilot would, because he's probably as qualified, if not more qualified, than any white pilot is. Probably what had happened, and for them to not admit that that is actually racism, that was a racist screed to say talking about the disqualification, that how denigrating not only people of color, but also, second-class position of women, because the fact of the matter is that they're equally, their brains are equally as equal to men's brains, and that as far as for people of color, the racism that is in this country, that has a little fact I picked up from a history book on the Confederacy, is there was a Confederate officer that actually proposed that African slaves be freed and be inducted into the army because he thought they were equally qualified in intelligence and courage as any white. And the Confederate government did not want to do that because he said, well, if we do that, it will prove that they are equal to any white person, and we certainly don't want that to be known.
Right. No, I appreciate the comments, Mark. And again, what those things like that, and again, we have it on tape, those are things that Charlie Kirk did say. He had the right to say them under the Constitution, no matter how much I disagree with it. And again, important to keep emphasizing, the disagreement is in no way, shape, or form an excuse or a reason for him to be assassinated, and it's repugnant that he was, and I denounce it. 100%. He had a wife, he had kids, and he said things that I very much disagreed with, that I find are hateful and hurtful, but that is not a reason to kill someone. 855-752-4842. Off the text line quickly, I want to address this quickly. WMDX, Bart, listening on MDX. I think this is a small minority on the left, but because I've heard this on the Tom Hartman program on this network. I'm going to address it. Bart says, quote, George Bush repeatedly ignored warnings that bin Laden was about to attack the USA with aircraft. 9/11 was Bush's excuse to go to war so he would be reelected. 9/11 is the Bush bin Laden terrorist attack, unquote. That's Bart, listener on WMDX. Bart, you're just wrong. And I find it disqualifying that somebody like Tom Hartman would repeat this. I heard it himself. We've saved the clip where he accused former President Bush of knowing about this and allowing nearly 3,000 people to perish on 9/11. That's horse crap. And it's an offense to all the military people, all the intelligence people, all the good people that worked in the White House, some people I know tangentially that worked there. And to suggest that an American would allow 3,000 fellow Americans to die intentionally for political purposes is sick. And there's no proof to it. And it's conspiracy theory crap. And it's offensive to everybody, all the real American heroes who perished on this day 24 years ago. 855-752-4842. CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Well, thank you for that explanation, Todd. Just remember, 18 resolutions against Saddam Hussein by the UN, and they did nothing. Well, Colin Powell, a black man, our Secretary of Defense, went and showed videos of, or still shots, satellite videos, of reasons why that Saddam was not forthcoming and we had reason to go to war. It wasn't a lie. It maybe was questionable, but the mere fact Saddam Hussein caused that. But here's the reason I called. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Let me just quickly say, I don't want to get into it, but I think there is a huge difference in the intelligence on the Iraqi war and weapons of mass destruction and actual 9/11. But I just want to – let's move on.
Well,
go ahead.
300,000 people were killed by chemicals, supposedly by him, and they found burial sites.
Colin Powell later testified and said that he was misled. Colin Powell admitted that they were misled with bad information, CJs, but go on.
Well, that maybe is the case, but they went 18 resolutions and the UN stood by and did nothing.
All right. I don't want to be argumentative.
Either party does not own discourse and violence. So first off there. But I want to say, if you want to hear Charlie Kirk be, I had a chance to go see him when he was here about a year ago at the UW. I got up to the microphone. I spoke to him. I watched him be respectful. He asked people that don't agree with him to come to the front of the line. And you maybe don't agree with him, but everybody who says, you know, but after they say he didn't deserve it, but it, like my parents said, the but nullifies everything you said before that. So if you want to believe or hear the truth of Charlie Kirk, there's evidence all over of what he believes and why he believes it.
Up against the clock. Thanks, CJ, for the call. We'll come back, wrap things up for a September 11th, 2025. We'll end with some news on the Packers. Stay with us. That's the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, then or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A weather update on this beautiful, I was going to say not a cloud in the sky, but now a couple of soft, fluffy clouds here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. A sports update by our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, ahead of tonight's Packer game. Pre-game show kicking off at 5 o'clock on many of these stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, Kenosha, and now also in Wautoma on the Packer Radio Network. Thursday Night Football. If you want to watch it on TV, you got to have Amazon Prime for Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Or better yet, listen to it on one of our Packer Radio Network stations. Wayne Larrabee and The Rock on the call tonight. 5 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff later on tonight. And then another edition after our Clemens sports update. We have the Maggie Dawn show from, well, I guess for an hour, 4 until 5 on some stations, 4 until 6 on others. And then Pete Schwabba will be along with Nightlight after that. Look, I want to wrap up this. I appreciate all the calls. And I appreciate the fairly civil discussion. This is what I think is healthy. I think it's a little cathartic for everyone to talk this out. And we're going to be following up more with mental health. It happens to be Mental Health Awareness Month, by the way. But I think earlier was it, I apologize, our caller from McFarland. Is it Tom? Tom from McFarland, who is a therapist, who is a trained, licensed therapist. As is our own Kira Sabin, positive psychology coach. And this comes from professionals, folks, not from Todd, from not professional healthcare people, mental health care people. We are not wired as human beings for the deluge of information that we get today. Part of that is because it used to be like when I was growing up and be a kid, either you put on one of the three stations on broadcast or you get your daily paper on the step in the morning. But now The information is in our hands, in our smartphones, our smart watches, every day. And so we know about a lot more things. Unfortunately, we know a lot of bad things. And it can overwhelm our brains, our own mental health. It's not good for us. I'm not saying that we should ignore the news. But as Kira, as Tom, licensed professionals in healthcare, mental health care, we need to get away from it. And we need to get outside, take a walk, read a book, listen to the Packers, watch the Packers, spend time with the people that we love and we care about, and take care of ourselves, right? Because at the end of the day, I have the honor and privilege of having a microphone every day. I fully understand that I, as one individual, I ain't going to change the world. I'm not going to stop political violence. I'm not going to stop gun violence. My objective every day to come on is to bring you factual information and find ways to find things that unite us in our communities and encourage each of us, including myself, to get involved in our communities, because that's where it starts, by understanding our neighbors. And then, you know, your neighbor's away, you mow their grass. When your other neighbor comes home, you take him a batch of cookies. I know it sounds super, super simplistic and, geez, Todd, you're Pollyanna. I get it. There's some terrible things happening. But if we try, Kira's talked about this, if we try to take on all the problems of the world ourselves, I have to fix this. That's a normal reaction, by the way, they've told us. We want to fix everything, but we know we can't. And so our brain disconnects. What we can do is build healthier relationships with those around us, our coworkers, our friends, our neighbors. We can control that. We can control how we talk with one another. Even people we might disagree with. Hey, you have the right to say it, but recognize they can be a good person as well, even if we disagree. Those are things we can control, you guys. And it starts there. And that's why I love coming to work every day, because I get to take callers like we did today to listen, to learn together, and to realize that we might not always agree, but we're all Wisconsinites. And we're a lot of us, I know not everybody in Wisconsin is a Packers fan, but most of us are. But most of us are. I think the thing was most jarring for me yesterday, of all the things, was to go through my personal Facebook feed last night and see people that are kind of tangential Facebook friends. We all have those. And the number of people that I kind of didn't know where they were necessarily politically, and seeing this connection with the Charlie Kirk MAGA movement and the Christian faith. And someone who is a very imperfect person of faith, a Christian myself, I just have a hard time with some of the things that Charlie Kirk said is in complete juxtaposition to the actual teachings of Christ. And when you see how deeply embedded that is in celebrities and sports figures, friends, family, it reminds me of the work we have to do, of the understanding that we need to achieve with one another. And on my part, my language, my vocabulary that I use is not incendiary, and how I could do my little part to bring us together, to listen to one another, and to remind all of us that's what makes Wisconsin great. It's our people. It's our diversity, our strength is our strength. Because, you know, in Wisconsin, we have not just Packer fans, but Vikings fans and Bears fans. We're all football fans. Look, watch the Packer game. Listen to it tonight on the radio. Get out, touch grass, as the kids say, and take care of yourselves, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI has released a photo from surveillance video showing a person of interest in the shooting death of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. ABC's Aaron Katursky says police are also analyzing a high-power rifle found near the campus.
There was a spent cartridge still in the chamber. There were also unspent cartridges, and when they looked at them, they discovered what law enforcement officials described as writing containing transgender and anti-fascist ideology. That's how law enforcement officials described it. We don't know what that means.
The White House chose to move the 9/11 ceremony at the Pentagon today to a more secure courtyard where President Trump delivered remarks. Ceremonies for 9/11 also held in New York City and Pennsylvania today. Hospitals across Gaza Strip say 72 people have died and more than 350 others injured in Israeli strikes in the past 24 hours. This is ABC News.